The Ray D'Arcy Show with Toyota, the car brand with the maximum NCAP safety rating on family cars. Toyota, the best built cars in the world.
Larry Cunningham would have been a regular on The Late Late Show.
That's right.
I would have seen him now in The Late Late Show growing up.
Me too. I would have grown up with Larry Cunningham in The Late Late Show.
And you know what was an amazing thing about The Late Late Show back in the day? It used to be on Saturday night.
That's right.
Right, okay. And a band would appear early in The Late Late Show and then go on to do a gig somewhere down the country.
Yeah. And do you know what the other thing was? It was always a mystery who was going to be on. You never knew.
Yes.
But nowadays, of course, the RTE press office are releasing the guests weeks in advance. It's no excitement to it anymore.
And you know, because I worked on RTE for years, and you'd go up to makeup on a... What's he doing?
Nothing.
What's he doing there? Will is gets all what?
Mary McAleese.
Oh, Mary McAleese, how are you? Jesus, Mary McAleese is here. No, stay where you are. Stay where you are for the moment.
Because she's really burst my bubble, hasn't she?
Yes. Will was going, I thought, don't talk about the Late Late Show, don't talk about the Late Late Show. I thought I was saying something wrong. Because
no.
I already suggested to Sheila Shoghi she was getting married next year.
I might as well just go, will I?
No, you stay here.
We've travelled all the way down.
We've loads of time for Mary McAleese. For Mary McAleese. Okay, so we'll get to Mary in a moment. Now I feel all...
What were we talking about? We're reminiscing about the Late Late Show in the good old days.
Very casually.
Larry Cunningham.
And now it becomes all official because of a
Big
former
Tom.
President. Anyway, the reason we're here is that this week is the Best in Ireland Awards, and we're presenting the awards on Friday, which is the day after tomorrow, and one of our judges is Conor Pope. And Conor is joining us here. So you've been through the thousands and thousands of entries.
I have.
Yeah, and what are your favourites?
Well, I have to say, this is the first coffee place I've looked at in great detail, and I think it's brilliant and I love it, and the coffee is amazing. I'm not sure about putting a radio studio in it. I don't think that works as an idea.
I can see Deirdre walking around going, you've messed up my space.
I'd say so. No, I mean, there's a couple of things I really like about it. I spend my life dealing with companies who've let people down and who have given people a hard time and have messed them around. And our job in the Irish Times and on the Ray D'Arcy Show is to try and fix people's problems, and it's lovely then to get an opportunity to see that all the goodness that's out there, because and there's a huge amount of it. So I was looking at the neighbours and the shopkeepers, and what really appeals to me about it is these are, and I know it's trite and it's cliche to say these are the unsung heroes, but all of the neighbours in particular and the shopkeepers, they're not doing it for any kind of return. They're not helping their next door neighbours, or they're not making sure that their fridge is stocked with milk when they come back from their 2 week holiday or whatever it might be to get anything back for it. They're just doing
the shopkeepers
might have some kind of monetary return at some point, but I don't believe that's why they're motivated, to be perfectly honest. You don't bring sandwiches to every funeral that happens in the town just so people will come and buy their milk in your shop. I don't believe that's the reason. But I think it reflects an inherent goodness about our society. And I think one of the problems we have sometimes, and I think maybe it's not unique to Irish people, but I think it might, we can be really hard on ourselves, and we can be really down on ourselves. Mm. And we're always saying, oh, that's typically Irish, and oh, yeah, sure, what else would you expect in this country? And it's lovely then to just get a glimpse of all the people who are quietly going about their business just being lovely and being nice and being decent. And I think that's one of the really wonderful things about this particular thing. Because they're not stellar, they're not household names, they're just random people who are inherently good-natured. And I think we should celebrate them.
And thoughtful.
And very thoughtful.
And it is those little things, like knowing that somebody's on holidays, putting out the bins for them, making sure that there's nothing that would suggest
exactly.
Yeah.
Or else somebody's had a really hard time. They might have had a bereavement in the family. And not a bereavement like last week, but maybe a bereavement last year, and they'll remember the fact that this is the first anniversary, or this would be the first Christmas, or this would be the birthday of the person who might have passed away. And it's those kind of simple, thoughtful gestures. They don't cost any money, but they make a huge difference to a person's life.
And I'm not giving much away, but there was one particular best neighbour story where the people were on hard times. Both people in the house had lost their jobs. It was coming up to Christmas, maybe last year or the year before. The neighbour came in, heard their story, and without, you know, suggesting anything, went off, did their shopping for Christmas, and bought the exact same for their neighbour, which was just amazing.
It was, and even down to four cans of beer that they put in the shopping trolley for themselves. They said, "Oh, maybe they'd fancy four cans of beer as well." Yeah. Didn't know if they drank beer or not. And there's some of the stories that you'd read, and you'd want to have a heart of stone for not to be moved by them, because they're genuinely really touching. And to go back to the starting point, they're not doing it for any kind of attention. They're not doing it so someone will pat them on the back and say, "Ah, you're brilliant." And so hopefully we'll get to say to some of them, "You know, you are brilliant.
You are brilliant,
because they deserve it."
And of course, sausages. Somebody was telling me the first thing you ever reviewed for the Irish Times were sausages.
That's very true, yeah. That's my claim to fame. And I'm not sure if it's a great one. But you see, the whole thing about Price Watch is it started by accident. The notion was that we would have a four-week series in the Irish Times when somebody would review products.
Okay.
And they came to me because I'd only written a couple of features for the paper because I was the editor, acting editor of the website, the Irish Times website at the time. So they wanted somebody who wasn't like a recognised name in the features department. So they came to me and they said, you can review, we're just going to run it for 4 weeks and you can review whatever you like. So of course, I went, well, right, I'll review sausages first because I love sausages. So that was the first thing I reviewed. And I wrote it like a normal person would write it. I wasn't setting myself up like Paolo Tullio or Tom Dorley or some kind of food expert. And I wasn't talking about, you know, the
aftertaste.
Exactly. I was a bit like the people who were talking about the sausages on the show yesterday. Yeah, it's very meaty, very meaty. And that was the only word they had.
Yeah.
And also I wasn't taking myself too seriously because how can you take yourself too seriously when you're reviewing sausages? So, and people responded well to it. And that's how the Price Watch column in the Irish Times developed. It started as a 4 week thing and then they said, ah, sure, it's do no harm to anybody. We'll keep it going. And it was like a tiny little section of one page. And then it grew and grew and grew. So I feel my entire career, I owe it to sausages.
So you're going to join us on... You'll regret saying that.
Yeah.
You'll regret saying that. You're going to join some
Especially
Friday.
In front of an ex president.
I know. Every word takes on a different meaning now, doesn't it? Because you're aware that Mary McAleese is listening to you. I'm not making eye contact with her.
No, me neither. I haven't looked that way since she came into the room.
Pretend she's not there. Anyway, for the moment, Conor Pope, thank you very much. We'll take a quick commercial break from Carrick.
The Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding helpful people.